You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Juliette Renaud, representative of French Frontier France. French organization Les Amis de la Terre launched on June the 5th a campaign against the commodification of nature, which also serves to feed the discussions that will take place in the next UN Conference on Sustainable Development, known as RioPlus20. Real World Radio interviewed Juliette Renaud, representative of Les Amis de la Terre France, with reference to the campaign that tries to explain how the world of finance is grabbing natural resources and the impacts this has on communities, climate and the environment. This initiative, according to Renaud, is based on two lines of work of the French organization, one on public and private banks and the other on natural resources and forests. The links between these two seem evident. Finance is meddling the management of nature, and one of the clearest expressions of this is the so-called green economy, a concept that governments and corporations will aim to establish at the Rio de Janeiro meeting. The name may sound good, but we are worried about the processes behind it. Finance involved in the management of resources results in the violations of rights, attacks communities, and worsens the climate crisis, said Renaud, who stated that in RioPlus20 it will be key to block the creation of new markets. According to the activists, environmental issues are not very present in the political agenda in France, and this is why the meeting in Rio represents an opportunity to open that door. The campaign launched by Friends of the Earth France has a clear international focus, among other things because carbon markets open at the European level have global impacts, especially in southern countries. A specific case is that of Brazil, where some US companies, among them General Motors, have bought forests in order to compensate the pollution they cause in the country. But this results in people displaced from the forest. There are also cases linked with France. A public bank bought lands in the south of France, arguing that there are degraded ecosystems and lands, but it is using the money from offset certificates bought by companies that will build airports and highways in other places, thus degrading other ecosystems, she explained. In France, as in other countries, just a minority of the population is aware of environmental issues, and according to Renaud, there is a long way to go in this area. She said as an example that the strong debate on extractive industries taking place in Latin America for years have just arrived to France as a consequence of a specific project in that country. Lastly, Renaud highlighted the strong presence of finance actors in the energy, hydrocarbon and food sectors and said that on Saturday, June the 9th, French organizations and unions will meet to analyze the national situation ahead of RioPlus20.
You are listening to Real World News.